I'm going to go ahead and open this regular meeting of Board of Directors of the Upper San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District. If I could have Mr. Dan Origi lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, all the time.
Our flag is bright in color, brilliant in courage, and firm in faith. To these, let us add our sincere pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Chapman, roll call, please.
We have all present, with the exception of Director Chavez, Director Trevino, and Majonis in just a moment. It's on the phone.
Okay. I'm going to move to adopt the agenda. Do I have a second?
So moved.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any objections? Okay. I'm going to go ahead and open the public hearing regarding proposed reauthorization of water availability standby charge for fiscal year 2012-13.
President Arias, staff is prepared to make a presentation. The board did act to authorize us to advertise for this standby charge. We do have the engineer's report, which was prepared as part of the package and sent out to the board and the public. And so we're prepared to make that presentation if desired.
We better have just
Okay, just it's a brief oral presentation. As you recall, we generate $1.65 million per year from a standby charge of $8 per acre or parcel thereof, levied within Upper District Service Area. And that money flows towards and is used to fund the direct reuse program, principally where we're building out in West Covina now. And we have about $17 million in outstanding state revolving loan funds by the completion of the project next year. And any funds left over then flow towards the funding of the conservation program.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and open public comment. Anyone wishing to speak, we're requesting a 3-minute time limit on remarks. Questions will be answered after all who wish to speak have had the opportunity to do so. Staff will record all questions, and staff will also be responsible and will be given, staff will respond, and questions answered will be given at the conclusion of public comment period. Anyone wishing to speak? Okay. Seeing no interest, I'm going to go ahead and close public comment. Take director comments.
Sure.
Directors, any questions? Okay. I'm going to go ahead and officially close the public hearing. Gentlemen, your wishes, how would you like to proceed?
Move approval of standby charge recommended by staff.
Second. I think we have it later, though.
Later action.
Oh, is that a later action?
Oh, okay. Point of set instructions to staff.
Yeah. It's action item A.
Can we go ahead and do that?
Have you, did you close the public hearing?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Close. Okay, then we can move on to the rest of the agenda. We'll get to
and
the
then
action
get to
item at 11A.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and adjourn to our regular meeting. I'm going to go ahead and open public comment for our regular board meeting. Anyone wishing to speak? Seeing no interest, can we go ahead and move on? Move on to minutes. I'm going to move to approve.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any objections? Seeing none, so approved. Demands on general fund account?
Yes, we have total demands on the general fund of just over $654,000. Routine as approved by the board. I will point out here, it may catch your eye, demand 16737. You may recall that we were part of a joint powers authority with the Water Replenishment District. And what's interesting about this, and I just want to point this out, is the Water Replenishment District just now billed us for the alternative analysis that was completed in early 2010. So we've made good on that commitment through that agreement to pay that amount to the Water Replenishment District, and that was considered and approved by the board when we exited from the GRIP JPA.
Well, if we would have paid it last year, I think inflation has been 3%. So the fact that they waited a year to bill us.
I was very grateful to my good colleague, Mr. Rob Whitaker.
Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any questions?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I approve except for demand number 16726.
Okay. All favor of approving with Mr. Robinson's objections, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any objections? Seeing none, so approved. Financial statement.
Yeah, just in summary, we have net operating activity of a positive $1.2 million through the close of the books April 30th, 2012, and expect to stay well within that positive territory through the close of the year. So two more months, and we'll close out the year.
Okay, go ahead and receive and file. Committee reports. Committee reports are available in our package, available back for the public to receive. Go ahead and go to action discussion item number 8, discussion regarding ordinance number 12-1, imposing standby charges for the fiscal year commencing July 1st, 2012. So move approval.
Second.
Okay. Any questions? Mr. Chair. All in favor of Dr. Robinson?
Yeah, I believe that the standby charge ought to be reduced, and if I were to poll my constituents, it probably wouldn't be very popular, so I'm going to vote accordingly.
Okay. Mr. Chapman, roll call.
Director Robinson.
Dissent.
Director Phillips.
Yes.
Director Trevino.
Yes.
Director Rice.
Yes.
That would be 3 in favor, 1 dissent,
and 1 absent.
And 1 absent. So approved. Go ahead and go on to action discussion item number C. Discussion regarding adoption. Discussion regarding resolution number 612514, adoption of upper district's water rates and charges for calendar year 2013.
Move approval.
Second.
Any objections? Okay. Any comment from directors?
I have a couple of comments. The rates are going to be applied to the capital budget, and the budget is much improved from the recent past. There were some things that I thought were fine improvements in the budget, but the part of the budget that concerns me is the part of the capital budget that might be applied to indirect potable reuse. And the type of treatment that might or might not be applied, and I'm concerned about that. So that's problem number one in my mind. And problem number two. The situation that we had in this December 2009, I don't think that the budget is emphasizing enough investing capital to make sure that we have some of our member agencies has a well perforated at 180, so if we get into a similar situation, that we can, through interconnections, make sure everybody's okay. And I view that as an important insurance policy for the people in the San Gabriel Valley, and heck, it probably would only cost $1 or $2 million, so compared to the other expensive programs we're doing, I think the budget ought to cover those two areas. Those are my two primary areas of concern, and they're not adequately covered. But I do admit that the budget is much improved in several areas. So,
all right, thank you, Director Robinson. Mr. Chapman, roll call for him. Oh well, actually, before that. I'm going to go ahead and open it to public comment. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Okay. I'm going to go ahead and roll call vote, please.
Director Robbins.
Yes.
Director Trevino.
Yes.
Director Rice.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, I just want to make a comment.
Yes.
I think that Mr. Robinson's comments are well and good, and he brings up some valid comments. I think that the general manager, if he would have had an opportunity, he would have been able to answer those comments. So I would ask the chair to encourage the directors to, if they have those kind of comments, to try to get that before we reach the diocese so that the general manager has an opportunity to respond to those.
Well, Shane and I have already discussed those things. We didn't do it at a board meeting. I mean, I don't think he was surprised by anything I said.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and move on. Action item C, discussion regarding adoption of upper district's investment policy. Mr. Chotner?
Yeah, what we have here before your board is a annual routine of putting before the board again policy 3.2 of manual policies, and this is just an enumeration, a narrative of the district's investment policy. We invest the district's funds through LAIF, Local Agency Investment Fund, and it's a very conservative policy which is laid out for you here. And Evelyn, our treasurer, CFO, does an excellent job in the treasury operations and working with LAIF. So, again, just routine putting it before the board if there's any questions or comments, concerns about the policy itself.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and move to approve. Do you have a second?
One question. I just wondered, how's the investment climate changed in the last 6 months? I'm curious about that, regarding as it impacts our portfolio.
Evelyn, jump in when I get this wrong, because I probably will, but the yields have remained historically low. There's really not a place for us to move right now outside of LAIF, with the exception of one opportunity that Director Chavez pointed out to us that Evelyn is exploring, working with a local commercial bank. And so we'll be bringing that back before the board, where there are some higher returns offered for CDs. But Evelyn, we're at about a point now, about a percent and a quarter. Okay, so it's
Actually, that was the discussion on probably that's our third priority. The first priority, as I read that, were safety yeah. and liquidity.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering about the investment climate, because I do agree that safety and liquidity are more important priorities. If we can get a little more yield, that's the third priority. But okay, so the investment climate is bad and hasn't gotten any worse in the last 6 months.
Hasn't gotten worse, hasn't really gotten worse.
Okay,
so I need a motion to approve. I'll have a second.
Second.
Any additional questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Seeing no objections, so approved. Anyone wishing to remove anything from the consent calendar?
Motion to approve.
I'll go on to second. Any questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Seeing no objections, so moved. Information items are available in our packet in the back. Attorney's report.
Just a brief report, Mr. President. You may recall several meetings ago, I believe it was in April, the board gave instruction to me to retain the services of a financial audit firm to review the lease transaction, which resulted in the lease of this building. That effort has begun. They've conducted a preliminary review of the relevant documents, and they will be conducting interviews in the next month or so. So you can expect to hear from Christy Hawkins, perhaps organizing those interviews.
Okay.
That concludes my report.
Any questions for our attorney?
Engineer's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Baltimore Key Well, as of May 25th of this year, has dropped now down to 223.8. It dropped 0.8 of a foot in the last week, so we've picked up the pace. We've been dropping about 4 to 5 tenths a week. We're now up to 8 tenths a week, so we'd expect that about this time of year. We're now about 8 feet lower than we were exactly the same time last year, which represents about 65,000 acre feet. So a little worse off than last year. We had a dry year. Everybody's aware of that. Total storage in the canyon is about 25,000 acre feet. We're down to about 30%. We did pick up a little bit, as you recall, when we had those storms, but that's all done now. There is still some inflow to San Gabriel Reservoir, about 42 CFS. The essentially all that water is being diverted, being released and diverted to Committee 9 folks for the surface water treatment plant. So any diversions out of the canyon are being used for surface water treatment plants. Rainfall, in the engineer's report now, we're providing rainfall downtown LA and locally this year, and we're essentially through the rainfall season. But we're about 64% of normal this year, 64% of average, I shouldn't say normal. As compared to last year, in the San Diego Basin, we're about almost 110% of average. As a comparison, downtown LA this year, we're about 58% of average, and downtown LA last year was 135% of average, so some information there. Well sampled under the Title 22 groundwater cleanup or the groundwater sampling program. During May, 61 samples were collected under Title 22. During April, 31 samples were collected, and we didn't receive any notices of well shutdown due to contamination. I will also mention that Mr. Millard, I don't think you got my email, but Mr. Millard did send me an email asking about some water he saw flowing under the Penn Freeway. Turns out that that they were releasing some water out of Puddingstone. The indication from the county was they're releasing for recreational purposes. That doesn't make a lot of sense. They're normally trying to maintain Puddingstone at a certain level for recreation, so why they would be releasing water for recreation doesn't make a lot of sense. There's no down, there's no rafting or anything on that.
still white water.
I'm not sure what the recreation is for, but they did release it out of Puddingstone. It did get conserved in the main basin, but that's what you saw on the river. Last item that I wanted to mention is production in the basin, because we're always talking about production. We've got an IRP that's going on right now. For the first three quarters of this year, every quarter has been slightly above the same period last year. Last year, first quarter was about 72,000 acres or acre feet produced. This year, it's a little over 74,000 for the first quarter. Last year's second quarter was a little over 50,000. This year, we're at 52,000. And last year, on the third quarter, we were about a little over 45,000, and this year we're roughly at about 48,000. So every quarter this year, a little higher than last year. And we're estimated an increase in total production from the basin going from about, last year was about 230,000. We're estimated it'll be up closer to 245,000 this year. So water use picked up.
Directors, any questions?
Okay, thank you.
General Manager's report.
I apologize. There's no written report this month, but a couple of highlights. Santa Fe Dam, progress. I'm happy to report that it looks positive that we will get a letter of support from Senator Feinstein's office encouraging the Army Corps to move forward with Santa Fe Dam there, clearing a path for public works. I did also attend a meeting last week with Army Corps staff, including General Weir, who is the general over the South Pacific Division, Steve Stockton, who is the chief civilian for the Corps, Ada Benavides, his deputy, as well as Joe Calcara, the chief civilian for South Pacific Division. And they all understand the importance of Santa Fe Dam now to San Gabriel Valley, and we're appreciative about being informed and briefed on that, and they're supportive of moving that conversation forward. In that meeting, I was joined by Mark Mistrella from County Flood, so that went well, and that relationship continues to develop. We will have a draft IRP report to put out for public comment at the end of June, and we'll receive public comment throughout July and tee that up for the board's consideration and adoption finalization in August. We did receive the Water Use Efficiency Master Plan draft report just today, so staff will be reviewing that and providing that for producer and public comment as well. And the Water Forum is coming together quite well, and so one more leadership committee meeting, and we'll be in a position to bring that back for the conservation and education or the full board's update on that. Very pleased with how that's coming together. That's all.
Any questions?
Okay, thank you. Metropolitan Report. Mr. Millard has provided a great detailed report, but any highlights you'd like to mention?
Basically, the good news is the state allocation is back up to 65%. The not so good news is the Bay Delta plan slowing down. And the San Diego litigation, the discovery referee is going to allow discovery under the Wheeling statute, but at this point in time, it will be limited to just written documentation, no interrogatories, depositions, etc. And he did send it back to IED, IID in San Diego to make their request a little less vague, and that was supposed to be brought before the court about a week ago. So we'll be getting an update on that at the meeting next week.
Yeah, and actually, one comment in regard to his comments. I sent you an email which about a half hour ago, which you probably didn't see, but the San Francisco Chronicle did an editorial. It was either today or yesterday on the Bay Delta plant slowing down, which you just commented. They mentioned other reasons for Bay Delta plant slowing down, but regarding your comment, there was some editorial opinion on that as well in the San Francisco Chronicle.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Ballard. Water Quality Authority report. Mr. Travis is not present, but I believe his written report is available, distributed to us. Water Master report. Director Trujillo.
Just a couple of things. The chairman resumed a regular meeting and asked for comments regarding the operating safe view, and it was moved to adopt the consulting engineer's recommendations for an operating safe view of 200,000 acre feet for fiscal year 2012-13. Another victory.
Yeah, two in a row.
Two in a row. And but you know what happened to the Spurs? They have two in a row. he recommends setting the subsequent 4 years at 150,000 acre feet, and that item will be reviewed in 12 months. And with no further discussion, on a motion by Riggi and seconded by Trevino, it was carried. So that really is good news. The other item that I think is of note is the adoption of Resolution 5-12244, which basically it's dealing with the judgment, and there was some concerns by Metropolitan on Section 47 of the judgment, and there was some discussion on it, but the resolution was adopted. And also the adoption of the administrative budget for fiscal year 2012-2013 and the administration assessment for 2012-2013 was also adopted at CM. The administration budget came into the admin assessment at $13 per acre foot for production year 2011-2012. And those were the highlights of the meeting.
All right.
Mr. Did I miss anything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very good.
Any questions for Director Trevino? Okay, thank you, Director. Director's comments. Mr. Robinson?
Well, today is election day, so I will remain silent. the voters are speaking today.
Director Keller.
What would you say if it wasn't election
day? Well, I probably have some comments.
I just want to congratulate South El Monte High School for getting first place in the rookie division.
Outstanding.
Represented South El Monte for over 20 years, and we'll be leaving that in January, so I'm very happy for them.
Director Trevino?
And I ditto Director Bellow's comments. Other than that, I don't have anything to say.
I have no comments. Any future agenda items? Anyone wishing to add anything? Okay. Do we have a closed session?
We do not, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move.